Rim Towing, this is Brian. How can I help you?
Hey, Brian, is Raymond around?
He is not.
Okay, well, if he's not there, maybe you can point me in the right direction. Is somebody else that typically handles the finances around, maybe a controller, you know, maybe an office manager, someone like that?
I'm the owner of the company.
You're the owner?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's even better. This is Russell from Bank of Cardiff, and I'm calling about some pre-approved financing that we got based off of some other previous financing that you had done with one of our lending affiliates. I believe it was for some working capital.
Oh, Ray might have done that for Arrowhead Towing.
Yeah, exactly.
And his company didn't make it, and then he came in and started working for me.
Oh, did you guys acquire him?
As an employee, yes.
Got it. So you guys acquired Arrowhead?
Well, Arrowhead kind of closed down. I acquired Ray as an employee, and
okay.
He brought along a bunch of his contacts with him. But
okay, got it. That sounds pretty good then. Okay. If that's the case, have you been thinking about maybe, you know, bringing some more equipment on that you might need to finance, or possibly get some working capital to, you know, access some more cash?
No, I'm actually good on cash side.
Okay, so you'd say business has been going pretty well then?
Oh, yeah. I own everything. When I need a new truck, I buy one.
Oh, and you just buy it. You buy it outright. You don't worry about leasing it or anything or financing it?
Yeah, I'm an old school businessman.
I understand. How much does one of those pieces of equipment or one of those trucks usually run you?
Brand new, about $120,000.
Oh, wow, and do you usually go brand new, or do you buy used?
I buy used. My family owns a NASCAR team, and I race Baja trucks, so I build everything from the ground up, and I think anything stock is bullshit.
Hey, I can agree with that one, man. I'm not gonna argue with that.
I go buy something where I get a hell of a freaking deal on it. Like, I usually buy my trucks for about $15,000.
Oh, got it, and then how much more do you usually... Yeah, how much more do you sink into those guys?
I drop them down a bare chassis, but rebuild them, have about another 15 into them, and I'm 30 out and brand new, and it's way better than it was stock. Everything.
Yeah, so you got about 30K into it, and you're probably hauling a bit more ass than what you'd be getting for 120K stock, huh?
Yeah, I rock another, you know, 200-plus horsepower out of it when I'm done.
Got it.
Get a lot of... Usually get more gas mileage while I rock more horsepower. I know how to build motors, so.
No, it sounds like you definitely know what you're doing then, if you're able to do that.
Yep, if it threw a rod and I get a sweet deal on it, I really like the deal.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, do you guys just have a good amount of cash to pull from in order to do that?
Would you give me just 1 second, buddy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want to put any money down on it so I hold it for tomorrow, or do you want to buy it tomorrow and just pick it up, or buy it now and just pick it up tomorrow, or do you want to, because I know there's like 3 other people that wanted to come look at it today.
Okay, we're about, you know, getting my money tomorrow to give my
friend.
Okay, because even if you put like a couple hundred bucks down just to hold it, and I tell people, look, this guy put a couple hundred bucks down, he's coming back for it, I'm not selling it, he already bought it. If you want to do something like that to reserve it, because if not, if there's no money down and someone shows up with $1,500 and wants to buy it, I'm going to sell it for $1,500. Sorry, buddy, but I got to get going.
Okay, I understand. So is there any chance I can maybe get your email or something like that to just send